Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome. It is the third day of September 2009 on this Thursday edition. We're going to be live here for the next 4 hours. Then we have Friday's radio show coming up, and then I'll be live Sunday. I may take Monday off just so I can focus on my film, Fall of the Republic, and some other events that we're going to be breaking here on the radio show Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday of next week. A very big week lined up for you next week. Now, separately from some of the big news events happening here on air next week, I am getting Richard Gage, founder of Architects and Engineers for 9/11 Truth, on to counter the ridiculous National Geographic disinformation piece, and Professor Stephen Jones and others. And I finally have watched most of it. It's really hard to watch. They spent, of course, days with the people and just used the few times they were hesitant, the few times they would brush their nose or pick at their fingers. It's theater of the mind, the language of film. And they show some type of watered-down thermite not burned through a steel column, when you can watch demonstrations online of a tiny cupful of it burning right through an engine block in seconds. And I mean, you could see it staged. It hardly even sparkles. It sparkles for a few seconds. It's not what thermite did. 1 pound of real thermite, just regular thermite, would have just been a devastating flash. And just incredible event. I mean, it's totally staged. Also, a couple years ago, that's how long they've been making this film, they sent out known disinfo operatives, we've confirmed are disinfo operatives, dressed up like Puff the Magic Dragon, half naked, wearing my face over their crotch. And we noticed, talking to We Are Change New York, that every time the media would show up at an event that was even unannounced, they would be there with the media right when the media arrived as part of the staged event. I mean, the government just hires clowns and has them dance around acting stupid with a picture of me tied around their genitalia. This is how the globalists operate. This is what they do. And it just doesn't work anymore. People know whatever the media puts out is a load of bull. I mean, you guys have no credibility. And the whole thing is just a complete lie from end to end. I mean, they fire a missile with a pound of plastic explosives into a chicken coop, a fiberglass chicken coop. They were so lazy, they didn't even, I happened to have been around farm supplies and looked at farming catalogs. I know what it is. It's a chicken coop. It's a segmented, rectangular, prefab chicken coop, and they fire a missile into it and explode a pound of plastic explosive in it and say, look, a missile would have blown up the whole Pentagon. I mean, I mean, it's a new level of ridiculousness. Oh, help us, God. It's just amazing. It's like this Psychology Today hit piece. It's just unspeakably ridiculous. Unspeakably shoddy, unspeakably disjointed and edited together, mismatched. It's just, I mean, it's so shoddy that the formatting's even screwed up. The magazine is like a millimeter thick now. I remember this thing like 10 years ago was huge. The whole thing is psychotropic drug ads with how it makes you commit suicide on every other page. And we're going to break that down. Look, I'm going to tell you about all the big guests, important guests, very informative, big show. Great job with the producers they're all doing out there. Coming up after this quick break, we're definitely taking the deep plunge into the New World Order right now. They're definitely pulling out all the stops.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, As the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting a countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at PrisonPlanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide. Or order the DVD at Infowars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law. There's a guy named MZ in Santa Cruz, California, who owns one of our affiliate radio stations. He got laid off from a job he loved many years ago. He was devastated, but it taught him a lesson very early in life, that even when you do a great job for someone and your boss tells you how much he appreciates you every day, there is no job security. You are always in danger of losing your job, unless you take charge of your livelihood and own your own business. Since you are the boss, nobody can fire you. So MZ has been his own boss for over 37 years, and he is passionate about turning other people on to the joys and benefits of working for themselves and not for others. MZ wants to tell you about a low-cost home business opportunity involving the marketing of healthful dark chocolate that can help people lose weight and set you up with an impressive compounding monthly income. Visit chocolate.ownmyself.com and check out the opportunity. That's chocolate.ownmyself.com. It takes very little money, and if you're interested, MZ wants to talk to you. Remember, chocolate.ownmyself.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, CNN, ABC News, CBS, they're all freaking out over Pastor Stephen Anderson out in Arizona. Remember, he's the guy that's sick of the internal checkpoints and got beat up by the Border Patrol. And that has a process of, quote, radicalizing people. And he was praying that Barack Obama basically be cursed or die. And that is biblical. I mean, there are instances in the Old and New Testament of things like that going on. I politically wouldn't do it because it's certainly used as hay by the establishment to make Obama the victim. Obama is a complete and total, absolute nothing puppet reading off a teleprompter. And obsessing on him and making him the leader is what the establishment wants because they can politically destroy him later and then just put in the next puppet. But we're going to get Pastor Steve Anderson's take on this. And CNN's also very closely editing it out of context. And then they tie it in to Chris, one of his parishioners, one of his members, one of his flock at his church. And I've seen Pastor Anderson's sermons. I think it's really doctrinally very good stuff and very Baptist in every sense, very founding father type essence. But we do have to realize in this media age how things are distorted. And it is Chris, who we've interviewed here, who, you know, had the AR-15 strapped to his back, which If you understand there's people with concealed carries everywhere, and then under common law, an open arm is legal, a hidden arm is illegal. That's why they give you a permit for concealed carry. Because the government only has a jurisdiction over restricting concealed weapons. Under common law, it's highly illegal because you can't see them. It's the person who bears their arms openly that you can trust, as Cicero and others said, the Roman philosopher, Roman historian, and as our founding fathers said 200 plus years ago. The person hiding their arms. Why do you think you shake hands? Why do you think that the ancient, doesn't matter if you're Chinese, Middle Eastern, Russian, African, Nordic, in every society, Aztec, Mayan, Toltec, Olmec, you shake hands. In fact, in most cultures, you walk up and hold your hands up and say, "Hail!" Or skull, if you're Nordic. And so the idea of putting your hands up and out and saying, "Hail, friend. Hello, friend. I am a friend. Look, my hands are open. Hands up." And then you shake their hand or grab them by the elbow and shake them. It means, "I am your friend." Like, it's like dogs running up and smelling each other's noses and then going around and checking the back den and, you know, reading the mail, saying, "Hey, are this dog's glands telling me it's getting ready to bite me? Is this dog putting off aggression pheromone?" Same thing with humans. So weapons openly is the mark of a free society. Weapons hidden is the mark of the criminal. Now, I'm not criticizing anybody that's got a concealed carry. I understand why you do it in a restricted Second Amendment area, but just understand what they're doing. And so that's why to anybody who understands Second Amendment culture and the freedom culture, it's asinine. That's why the police in Arizona have been around open carry forever. They understand it, and to them, it's good to see somebody with a gun out in the open with it strapped to their back because they understand what that means. They're looking for people with hidden weapons because that's who's going to strike. It's like a viper, just like a coral snake's got those fangs up in the roof of its mouth, hidden. But we're going to be talking about that coming up in 15 minutes with Pastor Stephen Anderson. In fact, while we're at it, let's just try to see if we can call Chris or call Anderson. Maybe Chris can pop in for 5 minutes. We'll break that down. I've got national media calling me up asking me to comment on this tomorrow and over the weekend on national news shows. And so I'm going to go on and talk about this. I thought I might actually talk to the people themselves, so I can really get what they had to say without it being a soundbite. So that is coming up. Steve Quayle's coming on about the whole flu situation. That my wife has old college friends and high school friends and friends we have in Austin that aren't particularly into the whole real reality movement, calling her up saying, "What's going on with the flu? What's the scoop?" I will try to give you a full spectrum analysis of what's happening and break it down with Steve Quayle coming up in the second hour today. Okay, and then for 30 minutes in the last hour, Daryl Castle, VP running mate with the Constitution Party, Chuck Baldwin, he is popping in. We might as well just go ahead and get Baldwin to pop in with him. I know I'm like stacking guests on top of my producers, but that's a good idea. Daryl Castle's on because he attended the MIAC hearings in Missouri saying gun owners, veterans are what Homeland Security's for, that we're the real terror threat. So that's coming out. In the last 30 minutes at PrisonPlanet.tv, while we're live on the radio, simulcasting on TV, my wife read the Psychology Today article yesterday. She made a lot of observations I hadn't thought to make. Rob Jacobson made a bunch here at the office yesterday. And the points they made are even more stunning and cutting to the bone than what I said. I mean, these are people that push drugs on kids. These are people that prey on children and depressed people. And they know that the adult population's woken up with, you know, the one who flew over the cuckoo's nest and the reality and the tyranny of the Soviets and the Nazis and the communist Chinese using psychiatry as a form of oppression and the eugenicist using it to sterilize Native Americans and others in this country. But my wife flipped it open and said, look at the page right before page 38, where your story starts. Page 36 and 37 are a two-page, full-page ad for a drug company. And right there in big bold, and we had to fight for this over the last 15 years. And they would call us conspiracy theorists and laugh at us, but it came out in the Prozac trials in the early 80s. It caused massive suicide increases. And so now all serotonin reuptake inhibitor, fluoride chlorine molecule, it's a chemical weapon, makes you hallucinate because it's killing brain cells. You're having a good trip, everything's fine. You have every woman that chops her kid's arms off or drowns them or every school shooting, they're on this stuff. And there's this Lamictal candy. They're now putting it in a candy that tastes good and dissolves in your mouth. And it says right here, Lamictal, ODT, may cause suicidal thoughts or actions in a very small number of people. Only 1 in 500. So you got 20 million people on this stuff, and so that's tens of thousands. Call a healthcare provider right away if you have worsening depression, any unusual changes in mood or behavior, or thoughts or actions about suicide, self-harm, especially if they are new, worse, or worry you. See medication guide. You read the full thing, delusions of grandeur, psychopathic activity, bloodlust, literal, they use scientific terms for it when you read into the literature, vampirism, you want to bite people. And then they've got another ad in here for another drug that you take for the psychotic reaction. You have two, the psychotropics. And they've got an article in here about the New World Order. And this is just, I mean, and this whole magazine is about acting cool and being cool and using psychology to manipulate people. And really, I mean, not all psychologists, because there's some really good stuff like Carl Jung and others out there. I mean, a lot of discoveries have been made. Some of it is legitimate and real. The problem is there's so many control freaks and perverts and weirdos. Statistically, the highest rate of suicide of any profession is psychiatrists and psychologists. They're constantly caught raping their people, hypnotizing them, drugging them. I mean, this is a group of weirdos on average. It's like saying most truancy officers aren't pedophiles, but you find the highest level of pedophiles in that group if you read the mainline criminology. Because if you're a pedophile, what do you want to do? You want to be someone who deals with kids. They always are catching pedophile investigators and the heads of the anti-pedophile groups, you know, being pedophiles. Because, again, I'm not saying that even 10% of them are pedophiles, but you know, maybe 1 out of 1,000 people in the general public's a pedophile. 1 out of 10 with a CPS worker. And I've seen the numbers, they vary. Some are as many as 1 in 5. CPS workers, truancy workers, jail guards. I mean, I've been in juvenile hall one time for fighting. And while I was in there, my one big experience was a jail guard tried to rape me. And I didn't go along with it. And I said, I'm going to fight you, and then my dad's going to probably kill you. And the guy backed off and said, you know, shoved my head in the wall and said, well, whatever, you don't get to come out and you don't get showers while you're here. But I was only in there about a week or so. It was not fun. Well, then what happens is you get in a fight with somebody, they even if they start the fight with you, the cops get there and somebody's knocked out with blood coming out their ears. They go ahead and arrest you, and then the court date had to come up, and you know, I had to have witnesses because they were in the grand jury, had to know whether they were going to indict me or you know, any of this crap, but the point is that my one experience, my one long experience, I guess there was Rockwall, Dallas, and then Terrell. But in the Terrell jail, up on top of the courthouse, it was not fun. I will just tell you that. And then about 2 days after this guy tried to rape me in the showers, the jail guard, another one took me out and took me up to help do laundry and started hitting on me. That was another. But he was more nice about it. And I said, look, I like women, sir. I'm 16 years old. I like women. I don't really find a bald-headed fat guy attractive. I'm sorry and nothing against you. But anyways, we're going to come back, ladies and gentlemen, after this break, get into all the news. The point is, they're a bunch of degenerate pedophile scumbags. And psychiatry's full of a bunch of scum control freaks. Thank you.
Are you constantly tired, have a hard time concentrating, experience muscle weakness, or have problems with digestion? The solution may be as simple as detoxifying your body. Liquid Zeolite, available only at RestoreYourHealthNow.com, captures toxins and physically carries them out of your body. This safe and effective way of detoxifying can easily remove heavy metals and contaminants. Studies show that Liquid Zeolite captures triggering antigens, which cause allergies, migraines, and asthma, decreasing the rate and severity of these symptoms. Liquid Zeolite is a tasteless and odorless liquid that, when taken daily, supports a healthy, happy, and active lifestyle in an increasingly toxic world. And Liquid Zeolite is so gentle that you won't even know you're taking it. Although your list of ailments may be endless, the solution is simple. Try Liquid Zeolite for yourself by visiting RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Or call 1-800-976-0025. That's 1-800-976-0025 today.
Year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. September 3rd, 2009. Gold opened this morning at $986.20. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,014.08, $507.04 for a half ounce, or $253.52 for the quarter ounce. That's $1,014.08, $507.04, or $253.52.
How is it that we the people grow the cotton, weave it into fabric, engrave the ink, embed the strips and fibers that protect it from counterfeit, then cart the money off to a privately owned bank to have it lent back to us at interest, forcing us to pay taxes to service the debt? Is this capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when he said, a central bank issuing a public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar inside of a book that explains how the monetary system works. Call for your copy, 1-800-686-2237. Isn't it time to understand the system? Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
The world appears to be on the brink of collapse. Experts say a pinch of heirloom vegetable seed could soon be the most valuable resource on Earth because it will provide healthy food now and every year after. SurvivalistSeeds.com now has the Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule, allowing you to store your seeds for the future anywhere, even underground, for 100 years. The Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule can withstand 3 tons of weight, is 100% rodent-proof, waterproof, and comes with a whopping 6,000 healthy vegetable seeds from 20 varieties that will grow anywhere in the USA, unless you trust the government. The Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule and Heirloom Seeds from SurvivalistSeeds.com is your long-term food solution. Our competition charges 10 cents to $1.25 per seed for these same heirloom varieties. But you can now have a head of lettuce, a bundle of carrots, a basket of tomatoes, a giant watermelon, and 16 other varieties for about a penny a seed each. Be prepared. Buy your heirloom seeds today from SurvivalistSeeds.com and have food insurance for your family forever. Visit SurvivalistSeeds.com. SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb.
Paul Watson's written 2 big articles. He's written 2 big articles on the Psychology Today piece, but we should just do a whole piece about psychiatry and psychologists, both camps, the fake doctor camp and then the other little sub mind control Svengali camp, about how they helped run the torture all over Iraq, black sites all over Europe, Central Asia, and Abu Ghraib, of course, and then Camp X-Ray. admittedly. And it was all sexual stuff and perverted stuff and dressing up in devil outfits and raping people and putting blood on them. And, I mean, they're just a bunch of weirdos. And that's why they're constantly going insane, constantly killing their families. I mean, you look at the Psychology Today and look at these psychologists, they all look like complete lunatics, just their photographs. They look like weak control freaks. And they want to learn how to manipulate people. They want to learn how to play games with people. They're just idiots. But see, they know that adults are awakening to them. They know that they're very unpopular in every major poll. So they go in with the government and target school kids and say, oh, yeah, you're 12. You're just now getting boyfriends and girlfriends. You're depressed. You got some zits on your face. You're going through rites of passage. You're getting beat up by bullies. All of that's normal. All that makes you stronger. We're going to give you death education now. And then suicide explodes, and they come in with more drugs and more death education, giving them drugs that make them think about committing suicide, and then teaching them how to commit suicide. Don't tie a shoelace around your neck. Don't hang yourself this way. Don't take pills this way. And then people wonder why in mass kids are committing suicide, and the government makes a whole industry out of it. And it turns out they knew that early death education, federally funded, first school was Columbine, 1990, covered in the early 1990s by 2020 TV. They knew all this. They teach your 10, 11, 12, 13, 14-year-olds how to commit suicide and then in the name of it. And then right after death education, the little girls go particularly and hang themselves. And you send your kids to these death camps where they teach your kids how to spy on you, how to tattle on you, how to write reports on what's in your medicine cabinet, cameras in the bathrooms, cameras in the schoolrooms, drug dogs, police in there, everybody being trained how to be slaves, getting your kids into the welfare system, the criminal justice system, teaching them how to be fad-driven, mindless, and hollow, forcing inoculations on them through color of law fraud. And then you read, and it's just every other page. I mean, every two or three pages, there's another drug ad in here. And it just goes on and on and on. Mancal Muller's coming on because I want to talk to him about several subjects. Then we've got Pastor Steve Anderson coming up next hour. We'll probably get Chris on with him. And then we've also got Daryl Castle, running mate to Constitution Party, presidential candidate. Chuck Baldwin coming on because he attended the Missouri MIAC committee reports there in the State House. So we're going to be going over that. And Steve Quayle is actually coming up in 2 hours, or an hour and a half from now. Now I got my times off, so it's Pastor Steve Anderson next hour, Steve Quayle hour after that, and then Daryl Castle after that. And then I'm going to break down the last 30 minutes. The Psychology Today that I just got into a little bit, but I want to, on TV, go over this and zoom in for the TV audience, not just the radio audience, so you can actually see the drug ads, because seeing is even more powerful than me just up here talking about it. Psychology Today will probably write an article saying I'm delusional, there's not drug ads in their magazine, and it doesn't say that it makes you commit suicide. And then if you get angry and say it does so say that, they'll just say, oh, he got angry, he's schizophrenic. This article basically says I'm schizophrenic. There's no plans for eugenics, no population reduction. Doesn't matter if it's in the Associated Press and BBC. Doesn't matter if it's all out in the news. Doesn't matter if it's all confirmed. There's no world government, no Bank of the World being formed through the G20. None of it's happening. It says I must have a chemical imbalance, and then they just list the chemical that I'm, they haven't tested my blood, they haven't tested my brain, they haven't biopsied my brain, but it just says that Jones sees patterns in things probably because of this chemical level in his brain, and he's completely insane, a schizophrenic. And he's calling for violence. Absolute lie, but hey. No, these guys know they're preying on people, and they don't care what you think. They're running a mind control guild, preying on your children, pushing drugs on them in the public schools and teaching them how to commit suicide. And business is darn good. The more your kids die, the more they get to come in and take over.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Attention, an important product from HempUSA.org, Microplant Powder, will change your life by removing all types of positive toxins, such as heavy metals, parasites, bacteria, viruses, and fungus from the digestive tract and stomach wall so you can absorb nutrients. Microplant Powder is 89% silica and packed with a negative charge that attracts positive toxins from the blood, organs, spine, and brain. This product has the ability to rebuild cartilage and bone, which allows synovial fluid to return to the joints. Silica is a precursor to calcium, meaning the body turns silica into calcium and is great for the heart. There is no better time than now to have Microplant Powder on your shelf or in your storage shelter. And with an unlimited shelf life, you can store it anywhere. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. It's a great way to change your life. So call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back. This is Alex Jones with important news. I want to warn you about a deadly storm that's fast approaching. A storm that will affect you and everybody you know. Here's the story. The current administration is committed to nationalizing healthcare, giving 40 million new people free care. Now here's the bad news. The current system will almost be immediately overwhelmed by these new demands for free services and procedures. Medicare and Medicaid are already bankrupt. Many doctors are now leaving their practices frightened by the prospect of forced procedures. All this is creating a perfect storm, which could create unimaginable shortages in the healthcare services. Folks, it's time to be prepared for the worst. Our friends at Solutions from Science have recently come up with an emergency preparedness course that reveals how you can make powerful herbal medicines in the privacy of your own home. It's called Herbal Preparations and Natural Therapies, and it's flat out the best course of its kind. I recommend you visit this important new website at MakeHerbalMedicines.com. That's MakeHerbalMedicines.com. Or call toll-free 877-327-0365.
Day after day, alone on a hill, the man with the foolish grin is keeping perfectly still. But nobody wants to know him. They can see that he's just a fool.
Okay, we are now simulcasting the radio show at PrisonPlanet.tv and Living Color at PrisonPlanet.tv for the balance of the rest of the broadcast today. Coming up, I have Pastor Steven Anderson that's made international headlines saying that he's praying that Obama dies. I think that's a mistake, but I think Pastor Anderson, who we've talked to many times, is a good guy. I understand that's in the Bible. It's biblical. But it really plays into the hands of the establishment wanting to crack down on our liberties. But Pastor Anderson's coming up. We'll discuss it. Because I got the national media calling me, wanting me to go on national TV and comment on it. I want to, instead of just hearing little clips and edited sound bites, we got Pastor Anderson coming on here, and we're probably going to have Chris back on too, the black gentleman with the AR-15 on his back. He goes to Pastor Anderson's church. I didn't really point that out when I knew it a few weeks ago. I was kind of cringing knowing the media would probably find it, but now it's all over CNN, Fox, all over ABC, CBS. That's coming up. We got Steve Quayle coming on about the flu, the quarantines, the forced inoculations. The government now admits they're gearing up for this. I don't know if they're going to carry it out, but they're certainly saying they plan to. So that's coming up, too. But for the next 25 minutes or so, Mancal Muller, syndicated radio talk show host, joins us to talk about a host of issues. But originally, I wanted to get him on because the British news and the U.S. news has been reporting that rich groups, rich rent big former palaces, hotels, and they have big satanic orgies and do open ceremonies. And the British news has been reporting on this. The San Francisco Chronicle reported on them drinking blood, defecating on stage, the mayor involved, you know, years ago. I mean, this stuff really happens. Eyes Wide Shut is based on Bohemian Grove and other real events that I've actually infiltrated and Skull and Bones. But those are homoerotic, Skull and Bones and Bohemian Grove. This is with women. But equally bizarre, Mancow, because he's influential and TV show host and radio host, he got invited to one, so I wanted him on about that. That's coming up in a few minutes, though. I wanted to discuss first something he's been talking about, and that's Van Jones and other people and Obama and Rahm Emanuel introducing legislation for forced compulsory service, asking the Obama people to go knock on doors and twist people's arms. And the White House was going to have a national telecast to public schools called Obama Education, asking the kids to rally and support his agenda and to speak to their parents. Now, you dovetail that. We have all these clips coming up the next hour. I'm going to play them. With Obama's czar shock admission, we have the clip coming up. Green jobs, goal is complete revolution, a takeover of the economy, an end of capitalism, and to get the youth... And admitting communism. This isn't me. This is his czar. And then that dovetails with Al Gore saying, your parents are backwards, question their beliefs. Your parents are like people against ending segregation. So there is an attempt to take over the kids. Now, Obama's in retreat now, canceling his Hitler Youth newscast. But then I had Media Matters attack me last week, along with Rush Limbaugh and Glenn Beck, saying we're liars. No one has ever called for this when the legislation is introduced. Mancow Mueller, give us your take on this.
Well, look, Obama is still going to speak to the kids. They have pulled back on some of what they were going to do. They were going to ask children afterwards. And this was going to be mandatory for everybody from kindergarten to, you know, graduating high school, that they would have to sit through this Obama agenda. You picture this in as something Pol Pot would do or something that little Kim would do, Kim Jong-il over North Korea. And you would then have to, every child in public schools in America would then have to write, what can I do to help Obama? What did I think of what Obama had to say? And, parents have reacted very strongly, so now they have softened it. But, the agenda, Alex, it's so funny to me when we're talking about fascists or communists or radical Kenyan Muslims without birth certificates or whatever your audience wants to think Obama is. But certainly these are big government people. And have they been lost on the irony of calling everybody czar? Do they not know irony? They name everybody czar. It's hysterical to me.
But, I mean, Chris Matthews says if you question 26 aides, when people questioned that under Bush when she had like 15, or if you question Pelosi's jumbo jet, it's racism. Uh-huh. They're playing the race card to inject it. And I want you to comment on this.
Sure.
And then now, all over the news, they're saying we're liars. There's no call for compulsory youth when Rahm Emanuel, the White House chief of staff, is on C-SPAN not once, not twice, but three times. Obama's on TV five times. We've dug out all the videos saying he wants compulsory military domestic service to him. And then now he wants your kids to line up where he's on a jumbotron like something out of 1984 or actual Maoist China.
Yeah, yeah.
And then they say we're racist liars. This is outrageous.
Yeah. Well, I mean, race is going to be very easy for this president. I saw it when I had 10,000 people show up for my Tea Party. I've attended two of these town hall meetings about health care. And, of course, if you dare to question Air Obama, you're called a racist. It's ridiculous. But, yeah, this would have been they wanted kids to write letters, every kid in public schools, how to help the president. And then after the speech, they were supposed to talk about, here's the subject, what the president wants from me, the big video screens, everything you're talking about. Look, America is getting wise to it, Alex. You need to know this. I get very depressed, and then I went to these town hall meetings. I went out on the streets. Hope and change have morphed into creepy and overreaching. Commie boy here out of my city of Chicago is no longer fooling America. Look at Zogby. Look at Rasmussen. CNN. I mean, CNN. Come on. Commie News Network right there. CNN today is saying that he's lost independence. I understand people not wanting to be part of what Bush was doing, the big spending, the Republicans. I was sick of Bush's spending. But so who are you going to identify with? This independents gave this guy a shot. He overreached, and I think they're ready to send him and his strong-arm goons back to Chicago.
Well, Mancow, I agree with you, but I think I want your take on this. I think the real reason, if you really study the Rasmussen and Gallup polls, he's as low as 39 in many demographics. His highest demographic is 45 in these different polls, but the average is about 42, and he's losing close to a point a week. This is the fastest drop of any president 8.5 months into their administration since Gallup and Rasmussen existed. So this is record crashing and burning because people are finding out he's a hoax. The evidence I'm getting is the reason people are really waking up to him, even his former supporters and hardcore liberals, is that they realize he says he isn't for gun control, but the bills are all public. He says he doesn't want to restrict free speech.
Oh, come on.
But the bills are introduced. He says he doesn't want Hitler-Jugend, but the bills are introduced, and he's calling for them to stand in stadiums before Jumbotrons and be given marching orders.
Hey,
and I think, Alex,
can I play a little something for you down the phone line here?
Sure, go ahead.
I mean, you know, this is one of my favorite moments from Obama.
We cannot continue to rely only on our military in order to achieve the national security objectives that we set. We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
I mean, I'll tell you, they wanted to start like a Kristallnacht with me. The Acorn goons were there when we had, you know, we had 10,000 people that are sick of high taxes. These same people, by the way, were fed up under Bush, were sick of the big spending. This guy wants a private army to do his bidding. It is frightening. It's the same thing with these czars. These czars are not elected. They do whatever they want. How about the diversity czar with the FCC, who came out and said he admires Chavez and how Chavez destroyed radio? Now, today, this new Senate bill, I'm sure Alex Jones is already all over it, but they are declaring that under a cybersecurity emergency, what that is, they're not going to say, but basically the president, you know, I love all these young people. Well, Obama's, he's cute. He can read a teleprompter. And they loved that this was the first Internet American Idol president. And I wonder if the youth that were so enamored with Obama, even though they don't know history or anything he stands for, the fact that this president is trying to seize the Internet, I wonder seriously if his comrades will wake up. Yes, we must take the Internet. I mean, you know, click your heels together. Heil Obama. This is real, and it is frightening.
No, absolutely, and that's my point, is that he denies his agenda while it rolls forward, and I think it's going to cause revolution in this country, and I think that's what the social engineers want. They want this to get violent.
I don't want it to get violent. I don't want it to get violent. I want people to wake up. I want the men of America. I know there's estrogen in our water bottles, and I see a lot of feminized men. I'd like men to grow a set. I'd like men to be men again and vote these clowns out of office, and let's get back to cowboy logic and common sense. I don't want any blood to be shed.
Well, I agree with you, and I think the establishment, well, I mean, all over the country, we've caught their unions on video coming up and beating people, beating black people that are against the government takeover of health care, attacking women, and now in California, A pro-Obama person went into the crowd, attacked this man, and bit his finger off.
Unbelievable.
But I mean, listen, I have been reading their websites. They are saying, burn my house down. The Obama supporters are saying, come after me. I know they're saying, come after other people. They're saying, get us off the air. They're trying to bully the owner of Whole Foods, saying he doesn't have a First Amendment. I mean, they really are. They're trying to boycott.
How about that, Alex? Is your wife into the whole Whole Foods thing?
Yes, we love it.
Oh, I mean, it, everything is so expensive, and we have really found out that organic and all of these different words they use, it's a lie. Everything is grown in the dirt. It's organic, but we're willing to pay triple everything. My wife is, of course, you know, I spoil the woman. And she loves Whole Foods, and boy, every time I'm there, some liberal is trying to sell me on some kind of a quick Whole Foods story. Can I tell it? 30 seconds?
Sure.
They wanted me to give $200 to buy school supplies for kids in the ghetto. And what we found out is the money that was given to school supplies to the kids in the ghetto, they didn't put any restrictions on it, so they were buying video games and then tennis shoes. So I said, no, I'm not interested. The guy said, well, you really should. I said, sir, I'm not interested. And he goes, well, here's the pamphlet anyway. I said, sir, I don't want the pamphlet. So the liberals just love Whole Foods, and now their head guy, the head of Whole Foods, it's his company. He's come out and said, I don't want any part of Obama's commie care. And now they're upset. They're saying boycott Whole Foods, but they have no idea where to go. It's pretty hilarious, really. Whole Paycheck Foods. Where are the liberals going to shop now, Alex? I feel awful for them.
Well, to be clear, man, Cal, cross-species genetically engineered crops do have sterilants engineered into them. They're pharmacological.
Yeah.
And, you
really think a cucumber at Whole Foods is any different from Safeway or Dominick's or any other store?
If you study, no, they certainly have some stuff that isn't really organic in there, but overall it's better. Yep. And you're right, it is a racket.
Well, they charge it.
Hold on. It is a racket to a certain extent, but it moved us into demanding local and organic, and it's the power of choice. And I think overall, well, here's the deal. I'm against the boycott of Whole Foods because the establishment is trying to boycott Rush Limbaugh, boycott Glenn Beck, boycott Whole Foods to punish people's First Amendment to create a chilling effect. So even though I disagree with a lot of what Limbaugh or Glenn Beck say,
right,
I'm supporting them.
Well, that's right. And, you know, that's what people seem to forget. It's your free speech as long as it's what you like. And it's really gotten frightening. It used to be equal rights, and I'm all for equal rights, but now it's special rights. I have two twin daughters, as you know, 4 years old, and because they're white, and what happens if they get beaten when they're older and they're not lesbians? So there's no. I just don't understand these special laws for people.
What's a new classism?
It's so very evil. I mean, a hate crime. Well, every time you rape or brutalize somebody, it's a hate crime.
It's a new class system.
And look, let me ask you about Glenn Beck, because Glenn Beck is a fan of mine. Glenn Beck likes me. He's always been very complimentary. I just find him very disingenuous sometimes, although I think he's trying to do good things. He just cries a little too much for me. I'm more of a man. I don't know. What do you think about that?
He's taking my shtick and then adding
you cry
the
a lot?
I was going to say, and then adding the Lederhosen weasel behavior, I believe is a psyop to discredit the Patriot movement.
Wow.
Well,
brother, that's a huge statement. So you think he's actually working against libertarianism and common sense and... You think he's actually
well,
not?
Well, no. Look, all I know is I predicted 2 months before he did it that he would go show the Indiana train station, the thing we debunked in 1996, and that he would say that, okay, there's no FEMA camps because we went and showed you one of the fake ones out there. That's a straw man. When we sent Glenn Beck registered mail and had our listeners emailing by the thousands, the Civilian Inmate Labor Camp Program, the Houston Chronicle, the New York Times, the government purchase order, the congressional hearings on the FEMA camps, the bills introduced, and then he had popular whitewash, Hearst Publishing, yellow journalism captains on to say it didn't exist. And he said arrest Ron Paul supporters, use the army on them when Ron Paul had a chance to win. So I see him as a Benedict Arnold, yes.
But wait a minute. Then why is the left so against him? Why are they against him?
That's a controlled left-right paradigm, and there's certainly fissures in the structure. And
I'm confused.
Well, it's like a Don. Okay, are you confused by a Don King fight where both boxers are bought and paid for?
No. Look, I was Morton. Remember Morton Downey Jr.? I was his co-host his final year, and it was all fake. I've done over 100 episodes of Springer. Springer used to broadcast in the building where I do my radio show. And you know, WWE, I saw Hulk Hogan and the Iron Sheik. I get it. I get it that the Republicans and the dummy crafts are the same, the puppet master, the corporations, and the globalists. I get that.
Well, I'm just telling
but
you, Glenn Beck,
I don't
knew concentration camps were real, man, Cal. He knew they were real, and he was given the evidence, and I predicted what he would do. I said he's going to do this, and he did it. And I want to like Glenn Beck, okay? I'm not here to alienate people. I know his audience is my audience, so I'm defending him because I'm not going to let them use him. I don't think Limbaugh...
I'd like to punch him in the face. No, I know. I just said that. I got nothing to say. I got nothing, Alex. I got nothing.
You think Glenn Beck prances around in a cooking apron and knits because that's what I mean? That's okay if men are, you know, he's that kind of guy. But is that what you're saying, Mancal?
I don't even know what I'm saying anymore, Alex. My head hurts. I'm saying that I think I tend to have real emotion on this program, and the people that call, I believe, are genuine. I assume that you're a sincere individual as well. I just find it a little bit disingenuous as a guy that's seen his TV show and had him on this radio show, and he's very complimentary of me. He's been nothing but nice to me, so I feel like a jerk. But I think he cries on cue, and it's a little ridiculous, and I think it's a little bit fake. And that's all I was saying.
No, he's meant to discredit the message. It's very simple to see, and to play the part of them censoring him. Now, Lou Dobbs is for real. Limbaugh is for real. Michael Savage are for real. I don't agree with some of what they say, but those guys are for real.
What about me?
Stay there.
What about me?
Mancal, I think for real, you're a maniac. No, and I think you are for real, a maniac. I don't think you're controlled opposition. No, I think you're controlled by your own wild, wild self. Stay there.
Yeah,
I want to come back and talk about the satanic event you went to. Stay with us.
eCigarettesNational.com would like to introduce an alternative to smoking regular cigarettes to all GCN listeners. It's called the e-cigarette. It looks, feels, tastes, and delivers nicotine like a regular cigarette. But because this is not a cigarette, you don't have to worry about more than 3,900 toxic chemicals and tar entering your body. There's no flame, so there's no risk of fire, and has no dangerous secondhand smoke. So it's safe for the people around you, and will save you right around 50% over smoking regular cigarettes. So, get rid of the ashtrays, the smell, and the smoke. Learn more by visiting eCigarettesNational.com. That's the letter E, CigarettesNational.com. eCigarettesNational.com. And use coupon code GCN and receive 10% off your order. Or call 1-888-329-7064. 1-888-329-7064 today. To purchase, you must be 18 or older.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
EJC.com would like to offer all listeners the Big Seed Deal. This amazing deal contains 35 different varieties of heirloom seeds that will provide you and your family healthy vegetables for years to come. These seeds contain no GMO and are not hybrids. You will receive seeds to grow tomatoes, carrots, beans, broccoli, cucumbers, peppers, onions, cabbage, lettuce, pumpkins, spinach, peas, wheatgrass, and much more. And the best part? You will receive almost 6,000 seeds that you can save and replant each season for only $79. This means that these vegetables will only cost you about one penny for each one you grow. And in this economy, saving money is always welcome, especially when it comes to our food supply. Order now and these seeds will be shipped to you absolutely free. To learn more and to place your order, visit EJC.com. That's the letter E, the letter J, seed.com. EJC.com. Order now.
Our website's Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv. His website's Mancal.com. Now, Mancal says it's really happened to him, and I know about these parties in L.A., San Francisco. I know about them in San Diego. I know about them in England. It's now made national news. It's been in the San Francisco Chronicle. Blood drinking, crapping on stage. Mancal got invited to a party. They didn't tell him what it was. Big sex party in a warehouse. Mancal, tell folks about what's going on.
Well, now I got to set this up just a little bit, okay? Let me just set this up. Comic-Con now is the place where everybody in Hollywood has to unveil their heirs. They have to show all the new stuff, and the who's who of Hollywood is there. And there were people, and I don't want to incriminate anybody because I think a lot of these big time Hollywood people, and I'm talking about every name you know. I think they might have gotten suckered into it like me. So I don't want to cast negativity on them, although some of them looked like they were having a lot of fun. So I was invited to this party called the Sanguine Party, which is the color of blood. And I think I'm saying it right. Does that sound right? Sanguine? Is that the word?
Yes.
And the cab driver said, no, look, I'm from San Diego. This address doesn't exist. And I went out, and we drove around, and we couldn't find it. It took an hour. No, this is the address. I have a ticket. This is the... And there was a homeless guy outside, and he goes, hey, you here for the party? What? You got to be kidding me. There's nothing around. I was led down a corridor. There was another corridor. There was different chambers I went through. And what I walked into was like something out of a horror movie. There were nuns, people dressed as nuns with their, women, had their, nuns, but with the outfits were cut so that their private areas were revealed. There was, one guy who was a very feminine man who was kissing other men, and he was dressed as the Pope, and it was an unbelievable costume, and across it, across the hat, the word dunce was written. There were people biting each other until they bled. There was sex acts going on. There was lots of drugs. The lights were strobing, and it basically, to me, was very satanic. Now, I had a girl who looked very much like my wife. It's an unbelievable look. You know, this Jessica Alba type, long black hair. She had no top on, but little black panties with an angel's face and black leather chaps. And the black hair fell down in front of her, and she was trying to seduce me. And it was all very seductive and really a mockery of everything that was good and decent and wholesome. They were mocking God, mocking anything moral. It was a feverish orgy of
You were at a hellfire club.
I don't know what it was. Alex, for the life of me, I don't know. And I will tell you that I ran into a man who's one of my informants. From the government, who refers to himself as David X, and he investigates these things, and I didn't know he was there, and I still don't know what he looks like, but I left, and he called me, and he's an informant for me for the show, and he doesn't use his real name, and he said, I'm glad you got out of there. I said, who are you? Who are you? How did you get my number? And he's a guy with the government. He says, that woman that was dancing towards you was a shifter. And I said, how did you see me? It was the darkness. That woman that was trying to seduce you, thank God you got out of there. She was a shifter. And I think about David Icke, who you've had on your show, I've had on my show. You know, there are some people believe that there are these people that are not what they seem. They look good, but underneath, pure evil. And you can
yeah, this
it.
David X guy is probably one of these people running a psyop on you, man. Cal,
yeah.
That's all this Satanism is a bunch of psychiatry, psychology, witch doctor flim-flam. Witch doctors 5,000 years ago would give you an hallucinogen, you'd flip out.
Yeah.
They tell you you're now my slave.
Yeah,
it's just like, you know, in voodoo where they give people the zombie drug that makes them think they died. It's all just mind control crap.
Well, let me tell you something. I actually had someone get inside my my dreams. I actually had someone that was able to place themselves in my dreams, and they were influencing my dreams. And I did some things to prevent that. I put a dampening field in my bedroom.
Man, Cal, you're something else today, aren't you? Listen, I know about these parties, but I want to talk about who you saw at the party.
I
get back.
I won't do it.
This is Man, Cal, Republican stalwart, supporter of George W. Bush. We'll be right back in 1 minute with Man, Cal. Stay with us.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.